As we continue in the book of Joshua, we come to a person called Rahab. And we're looking at the faith of Rahab. Now, the scripture tells us that Rahab was a harlot. And she was looked down upon in her city. And yet, God not only is going to deliver and save Rahab, but her extended family, when Israel was going to destroy her city. Now, why? Why did this harlot, why was she spared? And everyone else was going to die when they took the city. And Rahab said to the two spies that came to her house or apartment, or whatever they called them in those days, she said this, "I know God will give you this land." We're all afraid when you heard about how you left Egypt. We heard about the miracles. We heard about the Red Sea and its parting. We heard about the Jordan at flood time that you were able to come across. How did all this happen? Listen to her statement of faith. The Lord your God is the Lord of heaven and earth. And she said, when we heard, well, how in the world did Rahab hear? Jericho, the city, was 7 miles on the other side of Jordan. How did she hear? How could she make this statement? And yet, because she did hear and believed, God delivered her and her family. And we talked about that, about how God speaks in the scripture generationally. The decisions that you and I make will have benefits on future generations. And how did she know that God is sovereign and an all-powerful God? There was no electronic stuff. She didn't go on the web. There was no printed material. How in the world did she come to that conclusion? Well, the way that they got news in that day, whether it was Jericho, Jerusalem, all through that area, they received news, and it was brought by caravan drivers. They were kind of like the newspaper. And these guys traveled through these areas, and they would share in the towns that they went to what was going on. And so she heard the reports of these caravan drivers, and she believed. Today, you and I have a more sure word of prophecy, not from caravan drivers, from the word of God. And God promised her deliverance because she believed. And the question for you and I this morning, do we believe the word of God? Well, we claim the promises of God. And when you act on that, belief is not just a mental thing that I do, but it comes out in my actions. And so Rahab literally risked her life by hiding these spies because she believed the report that she heard about the God of the Israelites. Bless you as you believe. There was a man in scripture that met Jesus. His poor son had demonic possession. He would fall in the fires. He would fall in the rivers, and just terrible, terrible situation for this boy. And Jesus said, "Do you believe that I can do this? Do you believe I can set your boy free?" And the question, his response to that question is a wonderful response. And it's a response that you can use. He said, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." Acknowledge, "Lord, this is hard for me. It's so against my thinking. It's so against my culture. It's so against the way I look at life. Lord, I believe that you're true. I believe what you're saying is true. But Lord, help me because I have question marks. Lord, help my unbelief." And the Lord